Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting your weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Marcella.
That would be a little weird.
By the way,
Marcella.
Yeah. Furs apparently was a big – we had a couple people tweeting at us like, hey, I'm from Furs. So I was like
– I always love that.
I love that.
I was like, oh, I'm from this really
place. I think, you know, if you're driving around and we mentioned your community and it puts a little smile on your face, we'll take it. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. If you're going to be tailgating out in the Junction, be the envy of the Junction with a great steak, brisket, picanha, something red meat on your tailgate makes you the envy of everybody around you. Everybody else is out there with, you know, chicken tenders or whatever, and you're just like, wait a minute, what's he cooking? That's what I'm talking about. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends, the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. If you're looking for new polos, new t-shirts, new hats with the logos that you want, the state script and the interlocking, they're all right there for you at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant, bless you.
Did you hear it?
No, but I saw it.
I barely got it muted.
You got the mute in, but I did see you sneeze, so I'll throw the bless you your way.
Thank you.
My mama raised me right.
She tried.
There's a song about that.
Mama tried.
Restaurant Tyler, Starville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. This weekend, if you're going to be in Starkville and you can't make it to dinner or make it to lunch, hit up Sunday brunch at Restaurant Tyler. Don't worry about the line. There's going to be a line because everybody knows about it. Everybody knows how popular it is, how good it is. Wait in line. Eat the food at Restaurant Tyler. That's the best post-game victory Sunday meal you can have in the city of Starkville is brunch at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. You need to talk to a banker that knows you as well as they know your money. And you need to talk to people at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. You may be watching us on YouTube right now. You're going, is Brian wearing a button-down shirt? That's never happened before. I am wearing a button-down shirt tonight. I'm honored to be one of the celebrity roasters for our friend Robert St. John. I don't even really know what the thing is. Like, I don't know what the organization. Go ahead.
I guess you could make some jokes about Robert, but there's literally nothing bad you could say about the man.
Yeah. I'm having to
I would really have to stretch to find a joke.
It's the Mississippi Press Association, and they're doing this roast. So I only know two of the other roasters. I don't know. I know Mary Ryan Brown, who's a comedian. I met her at Robert hosted a bunch of us at an event in the summer for Extra Table, and she was there, and I met her. And I don't know Malcolm White, but I've had a few beers at Hal and Mal's, so I know who he is. Other than that, though, Marshall Ramsey is the MC. I know him, obviously.
Yep.
There we go. So looking forward to that tonight. You know, hopefully, Robbie, when we get done, we can still get a free meal at Ed's every now and then. I may cross the line. I don't know.
Your roast just needs to be just all nice compliments. Like, just give him a compliment.
How dare you talk bad about this man? I'll fight you. Robert
Just
Rome.
start roasting all the roasters like they did on Comedy Central.
Well, I kind of have that, but like, I'll give away one of my jokes because it'll be already gone. But like, one of my first joke is like, look at this dais. This isn't a who's who. It's a who are you? Like,
Exactly.
because there's a bunch of nobody. I have no idea who these, and I'm not that I'm anybody either. So it's, I think it's going to be something like, it's like I walked into an audition for America's Whitest People.
But you don't really fall into that,
No,
though, I
I'm
guess.
definitely not
I
getting the
mean,
part. I'm not getting the part.
unless you walk up there in your Skechers and
I think that's my
something like
Skechers.
that. I'm just saying.
Wearing Skechers right now.
I know.
Got my Skechers and I got my donut socks on today.
See, that's a you're falling right into the trap that I'm
Yeah.
setting.
Yeah. I like my donut socks.
I'm sure you do. I like donuts.
I like donuts. So Borky took my bet, by the way. Egg bowl, 10,000 calorie challenge.
Oh God. Again, this is a win-win for you.
Yeah, I can't really
Because
lose.
if you lose, it's just gonna be,
I'm sitting there. Oh no!
lose the other.
When I'm at Shipley's at 7 in the morning, getting my dozen donuts.
So this is going to be an all-day event. This is going to be
You have
breakfast,
24
lunch, and dinner.
hours to eat. He's trying to make it where he starts at like 8 o'clock the night before, so you can get a fourth meal in there. But
No.
I don't think it needs to be that way. I think it
It
needs to
needs to
be
be just one full
midnight
day.
to midnight. You got 24
Breakfast,
hours. What do you eat?
lunch, dinner,
And whatever
and
snacks you want to put in there. I was able to use my app and draw up a path to eating 10,000 calories in 3 meals and doing it in a way where like I could eat breakfast at like 8 in the morning, eat lunch at noon. I have 3 hours to kind of process, you know?
Can you give me an idea of what this looks like?
Yeah,
Just
I actually know
so
what
I
I do.
can,
I know
I
what I
don't
do.
keep up on my calories, so I need
Right.
to know what
Right.
is normal and what's
So
not.
every meal had 2 20-ounce Coca-Colas. So that's an easy 480 calories right there, right? That's times
Regular Coke.
regular Coke. So that's 480 calories a meal. That's 960, 1320 right there. That's 10% done just in liquid. All right. For l breakfast, it was a dozen donuts.
A dozen.
A dozen. You got to eat a dozen. It's 3,100 calories.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you eat early. Get up at 7, go get the donuts. Then you got 5 hours till lunch, right? For lunch, I went to Jersey Mike's. I got the giant chicken Philly. I'm gonna eat a whole bag of Doritos and two Cokes. That's like 2,500 calories, right? You know what's funny about this, Robbie, is I can do it. I know that I can do it. It's not even an issue for me.
Oh, I'm sure you can, but this
For
is scaring me.
dinner, pizza. We're going to Papa John's. Large all the meats pizza, an order of wings. Do the ranch and the garlic butter that come with them, and two more Cokes. That's 4,500 calories. That puts you over the mark.
You're going to, I hope that you live through this, but you're at least going to be a diabetic when this is done.
It'll be fine. Just one day. I'll eat better the rest of the week. It's Saturday, December
You
6th.
probably just shouldn't eat the rest of the
The
week. You probably sh
week after the Egg Bowl, the Saturday after the Egg Bowl, conference championship day, that's the day you have to do it.
Look, let's just.
Because I told him, I was like, I'm not going to make you, because the game's on Friday, right? I'm not going to make you do Thanksgiving and then do this day in the same week. You might die.
I just need Mississippi State to win because I don't want you to die.
I don't know that Borky can do this. I don't know that he's got the strength of character.
I don't think his body could handle it.
Yeah, see, my body's been like, oh, okay, we're doing this again? No problem. I
Your
never eat
liver
well. I never.
and your gallbladder is just like, here we go.
I'm not drinking any alcohol.
Liver processes fatty foods
Oh, okay.
and yeah.
I've never eaten a dozen donuts in one sitting. I think
Yeah,
six is my. Six
that
is the most
sounds
I've ever had.
dangerous. It sounds really dangerous.
Yeah. I feel like after I eat that and then drink two Coca-Colas, if I do this, the next hour or two is going to be tough. Like
Yeah, it is. The
the
amount of
high.
sugar that's going to be in your
It's
body.
going to be a tough couple of
You're
hours.
putting a lot of sugar in your body on this day.
Well, it's going
Bread's going to process into
yeah.
sugar.
It's going to be a tough day.
Oh my
I'll feel
God.
bad the next day.
We need Mississippi State to win this
Well, we
game.
needed that anyway.
Yes, but we desperately need it to happen now because I need you to stay on board with me as my
You know
friend and
what?
on this
I feel pretty
podcast.
good about that game as we sit here today on September the 11th. I feel okay about it.
Now we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. All right. It is a 3P Friday preview, playmakers and predictions for Mississippi State versus Alcorn. But that being said, Robbie, how much can we really preview this game? Name an Alcorn player. Go.
Eric Thomas, I think, played it. Well, he might have transferred. Eric Thomas that played at Starkville.
I mean, I'll take your word for it. I have no idea. I'm going to look through their roster here, and I'm just going to see if there's like literally anybody that I recognize the name of. Their coach, I don't really know at all. Cedric Thomas is his name.
They have a Mississippi State player, I think. Oh, I know some of that. I know Jarvis Rush from Louisville.
So your connections with high school football are going to help you here, because I don't know.
Amarion Blakes, I remember him.
Okay. Tobias Hinton is
Tobias Hinton,
at
that's a
Alcorn.
former Mississippi State player.
Okay. Eric Thomas is at Alcorn. He's listed on the roster.
Yeah, I covered Eric at Starkville.
Says he's from Columbus, but he went to Starkville High. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see here. Nope.
Eric was a really good player at Starkville.
Yeah. Do you know Elijah Ruffin? He's from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, did he go to Neshoba?
Doesn't say he went to Northwest as the last. He was at Northwest CC. So, no.
I mean,
So far, I only know one guy on this team.
it's just kind of down to like the guy, like Mississippi high school players that I
Yeah, that
know,
you've
like.
covered. And so, like for me, that doesn't cover. That guy looks like Jeff Simmons. Goodness gracious, he could be Jeff Simmons' brother, Jackson Pickett. He looks just like him. That's crazy. I wonder if Joshua Good is any good. We'll find out. So yeah, I mean,
There's a guy's last name is almost diarrhea.
oh, that's no good.
Yeah, Diarra, Diarra.
I don't recognize any of the coaches either. So, but that's where we are. You know, this is not a great team. They're 0-2 on the year. Their two losses were to Northwestern State, which I believe, Robbie, that snapped like a
The
30.
Colonels?
Yeah, no, the Northwestern State are the Demons.
No, that's Nicholls State.
Nicholls State, I'm
Northwestern
sorry.
State is the
Demons.
Demons. That was where Ed Orgeron went to
Ed O
school.
went there, yeah. So I'm pretty sure that snapped a like 30 game losing streak for Northwestern State. And then last week they lost to Alabama A&M. So since 2016, which is when State played Samford in what, you know, we will describe as an uncomfortably close game, right? Their games against FCS opponents are as follows: 49-0, 63-6, 45-7. Didn't play one in 2020. 55-10, 56-7, 48-7, 56-7. So even a team last year that went 2-10, when they played an FCS team, that FCS team, Eastern Kentucky, I think ended up 8-5. They weren't a terrible team for FCS. But State wins these games by 40 plus points basically every time. That's what I expect to have happen. I don't know off the top of my head what the most points scored in a game is at Mississippi State in the modern era of college football. I know that I was at the 94 game where against Tulane, where Derek Tate broke the passing record and State scored 66 points in that game. I mentioned Joe Moorhead's debut game. State scored 63 points in that game. I
Against Stephen
expect,
F. Austin, or was that the
that was Stephen F. Yeah. I expect this game to be between 55 and 65 points for Mississippi State. And if it's not, that's a little tiny red flag.
Yeah, they need to we discussed it yesterday. They need to have this game in hand when they go in the locker room. When you go in the locker room, you should not be feeling like you have the last 2 weeks. The last 2 weeks, it was kind of a bad taste in your mouth going in the locker room. Even at 17-3 last week, it felt like the momentum had turned for Arizona State. Mississippi State needs to come out in this ball game, and I know it's going to be difficult because you just had the game that you had last week. Everybody's patting these players on the back. It's Alcorn State, and you look at it, and you should be able to sleepwalk through this game and win by four or five touchdowns. That can't be the idea that the team has.
Right.
The team has got to handle this like a business opportunity. They've got to go out and they've got to take care of business. The fans can look at it and say, we should beat Alcorn by 60. We can talk about it and say Mississippi State should beat Alcorn by 60. But the team has got to see red here. I mean, I don't care who the team is. If you don't come out and you're playing at max effort every game, that's a problem. And so we'll see if that translates to the field. Yeah, this team has handled themselves fairly well from what we can see. I think Jeff Lebby is a pretty measured guy. He's a pretty centered guy. He seems to be middle ground at all times. He doesn't really seem to get really upset. He doesn't seem to get really excited. He's a guy that's pretty, for the most part, keeps everybody centered, seems like. But when you're dealing with 100 players on a team, that can be difficult. All that said,
Yeah.
State has got to come out and absolutely dominate the first half and keep everybody healthy, get Blake Shapen off the field, get the starting, wide receivers and running backs off the field, the starting defensive players, and get some experience for some of your younger guys. That's the goal for this game. The end goal is that Mississippi State destroys Alcorn State in this ball game. Everybody's healthy, and you get a lot of playing time and a lot of reps for some of these younger players. That is the most ideal thing that can happen in this game.
Yeah. The first quarter tells the tale of what this game is going to be. You know, if it's 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, Alcorn's three and out every possession, State scoring every possession, you're off and running, and you know that the second half is going to be Crum and Hawk and Camario and those guys. It's 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. It's 10-0. You've had a punt. State should not punt in the first quarter. I mean, they maybe shouldn't punt today. I don't know the answer. But they definitely should just be dominant from snap one. Was it Moorhead's last year, that game against, was it Abilene Christian, where they weren't great the first half. They came out in the second half and were completely dominant.
I think that's right.
So
I
they
think that
have
was that
to.
game that was just absolutely freezing cold and like
It's
nobody
really
wanted to be there.
cold. Nobody, yeah, there was like 15,000 people at that game. It was just really,
Yeah.
really
And
bad.
then
And for a team that nobody cared about.
like you go into the Egg Bowl after that, like thinking State's gonna get beat and they actually win.
They won,
So I
yeah.
mean
That's, yeah. Well, when you have
you
urine
never that's why you
everywhere,
never know about the Egg Bowl.
that's right. What do you think about the crowd tomorrow? What are you expecting?
I am very interested to see, like,
Yeah.
did last week fire everybody up to get back to the stadium, or is this going to be just a we'll be back for Tennessee? That's the big question for me, is whether or not this fan base is just we have to see this team again, we have to experience that environment again, or we'll be back when there's a bigger game. That'll really test, where this fan base is. Excitement level is at this point. We'll know on Saturday if everybody's locked back in, if they just, they love Mississippi State football again, they just want to be a part of it, or if, they're just going to be back for the Tennessee game, and when there's a bigger opponent back in the stadium, they'll be there. So I don't know,
Would
40,000.
45,000? Yeah, I'd say was 45,000 would be a really good crowd for an
That'd be
SEC.
a great crowd for
Yeah,
this.
I think
If
so.
they can get the 45, that'd be a great crowd. It's a decent time.
5 o'clock,
It's
yeah.
not
You can tailgate.
11 a.m.
It's
It's a 5 p.m. game.
always look at it two different ways, right? If you're a person that wants to get out there and tailgate and have an all day thing, 5 o'clock's a good kickoff, right? But if you're somebody who just wants to come to the game, you don't have to get up super early and leave, and you should be home at a reasonable hour. 5 o'clock's really good. So whatever you want to do, the kickoff time works.
Yeah, so I understand it's Alcorn State, but it's a good game to come to. You'll have a lot of people come to this game that won't come to other games too,
Yeah, because
because the tickets are going to be
cheaper.
cheaper.
Exactly.
It'll be easier to get
And
in and
Alcorn will
out.
bring some fans, and they'll certainly, I think people should be looking forward to seeing the band. I mean, that's part of the HBCU experience, is the awesome band. I've seen the Sounds of Dynamite before when they were up here in 2010. They were fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. So if you're just a fan of college football, this is a fun, is the game itself going to be compelling? It shouldn't be. No, in any way, shape, or form. I asked Charles Arbuckle about that yesterday. I was like, how do you prepare for a game that you know is probably going to be out of hand by the middle of the second quarter? And he talked a little bit, but he's like, you hope that you can get maybe a little bit of competitiveness, and then you don't have to go into the human interest stuff too soon, but it is what it is. So in terms of preview, Robbie, I mean, there's just not a lot to say. State should be able to dominate both sides of the ball. They should be, probably pushing 500 yards of offense, probably pushing 50 to 60 points, probably allowing less than 300 yards of offense. Shouldn't allow more than, I would say, 14 points is the max that where you're not looking at it funny. If they won 55-17, I'd be like, really?
Yeah, that's 17 points.
So that I mean, there's beyond that, there's really not a lot to throw in here. So let's just, I think we have more to throw in with the playmaker part of it. So let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food, delicious food. I'm hungry too. I haven't eaten today. I went for a walk. Then we did that whole 10,000 calorie discussion. Now I'm starving. And
Yeah, that actually did. It made me sick and hungry at the same time.
I got to drive to Jackson now. It's not like I could stop and eat. So yeah, Two Brothers. I wish I could be there today. I maybe need to check that out this weekend if I can. I love a trip to Two Brothers, as does Robbie, and so do you. Every weekend, I feel like at least one of our listeners tweets at us and says, "Hey, I hit up Two Brothers this weekend and it was fantastic." And it's not just people who are new. It's not people saying, "Hey, it's my first time." You're getting repeat customers in there saying over and over again, "It's just so good every time I go." Experience it for yourself in the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
Get it, brother.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, whatever it is. But more importantly, when something goes wrong with those machines, and they're machines, brother, they're going to go wrong. I didn't mean to steal your brother, but I just dropped it in.
You can do that. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, I don't get upset about gimmick infringement like you do. I
I
actually stole that gimmick from Houston Nutt, so
You've made it
it's not
your own
mine.
now. I think you've made it your own at this point.
Yeah, but it's a Houston Nutt, it's Houston Nutt bit. We're all stealing something from someone. Like
You're not wrong. Yeah. No, nothing's
nothing is original
nothing's original.
anymore. No.
So anyway, service after the sale, it's there for you at Advantage Business Systems. That's how they've kept the doors open for 50 years, is they know how to take care of their customers. You can't stay in business that long without taking care of your customers. So experience the difference that Advantage Business Systems makes. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. We've been talking about it at Maroon and Co. The Starkville versus Everybody shirts are en route, and they have a great selection of t-shirts and hoodies and everything else you're looking for at Maroon and Co. But if you're just looking for some more classic MSU gear with the state script or the interlocking MSU logos, they've got that. They have the biggest and best selection of hats. Hats are a big thing nowadays. They're just all over the place, and so many cool designs out there. You can get them at Maroon & Co. Whatever you're looking for, Maroon and White, they have it at Maroon & Co. And they have our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. I saw also that they have the hoodie that Jeff Lebby was wearing at Cowbell Yell that people have been asking about. That camo state script. It's at
Yeah.
Maroon & Co. Check it out before you go to Davis Wade. Head over to Maroon & Co.
Telling you, Wyatt, man, he's a man of the people.
He knows he's listening to you guys. This is a
He is.
great time for Mississippi State people listening to other Mississippi State people, in my
It
opinion.
is.
Before you get out in the yard this weekend, maybe make a trip up to Saltillo to see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. It doesn't matter how big your yard is. If you've got a little yard, you want a John Deere push mower, or if you've got the big Robbie Falk size yard and you need the John Deere commercial mower, whatever it is, they've got it for you at Scruggs with great deals and great financing available. But if you're just working in the garden, if you're cooking out this weekend, or if you've got home repair projects, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden has something on the shelves that you need. Check them out in Saltillo, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you want for less. Playmaker time, Robbie. Who do you got offensively? How are you coming at this?
I'm going to go with Aiden Williams at wide receiver.
Okay.
And I think this is a game that I'm trying to get him the ball more. This is a chance for him to come out of his shell a little bit. I think he needs more than anything some confidence. And I believe I mentioned that last week too with him. It's just he needs some confidence. He needs to be able to get the big play and knock off the rust a little bit, get that experience. I think he's going to get a ton of reps this week. So this is a perfect opportunity for them to get him the ball, let him go make some spectacular plays like he can. And hopefully that can elevate him to maybe becoming the third guy for State at wide receiver. Because I think they need other guys to emerge there with Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson. Those two are going to be the guys that are on everybody's scouting report. They're going to try to wipe those two out. You've got to have other wide receivers emerge. Jordan Mosley's got to step up. But Aiden Williams, I think he has a little more ability in him than a lot of these other wide receivers. He's got the opportunity to make fantastic plays. I want to see him get the ball a little bit more this week. I think he has a big week this week. One of his best games, probably the best game of his career. That's going to be my playmaker for this week.
So my thought process is this, that second half, State's going to want to run the football. They're going to want to run the clock. They're not going to want to run it up on Alcorn. So somebody like Xavier Gayton is going to get a lot of carries. And so that's just kind of where I'm looking at. His stats might be good. He put, 10, 12 carries for 60, 70 yards and a touchdown, something like that. The stats are just going to be distributed because everybody's going to get an opportunity. I expect a lot of Luke Crumenhawk and a lot of Kamario Taylor. Taylor might be the X factor for me. We'll come to that in a minute, but because I think fans are just so excited to maybe see him in an extended role.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised. We didn't talk about this, but didn't play against Arizona State. So that kind of leads to the idea that they're going to try to redshirt him this year. Otherwise there, because there were certainly some third and shorts that they could have put him out there and let him got the first down. So makes me think they're going to try to redshirt him. So this is a game you're going to see him. But Xavier Gayton is going to be my offensive playmaker. What about you on defense? Is this kind of the same thing? We got to find a young guy to highlight here.
I'm going to go with Deontay Anderson on defense. I think this week is a challenge for him with Will Whitson going out. I thought the play he made on the sack
That was
against
a
Sam
great
Levitt
play.
was fantastic play. I think that it's in him to be a difference maker on this Mississippi State defensive line. I think he rises up to the occasion this week. He comes out and has a really good week. And that's going to be my guy for defensive playmaker. I think you need other players to step up there. I think this is a big step forward for Deontay Anderson.
Yeah, it feels like this is a game where the guys you're going to designate as your best pass rushers should have big games, right? You should be able to pressure Alcorn's quarterback to no end. So to that end, I'm going to go Malik Sylla. I think he's had a couple of okay games to start the season. He's been all right. I could see him putting the quarterback down a couple times in this one just because he's going to have opportunities. He's just going to be out there and he's going to have some opportunities. So Malik Sylla is where I'm going for my my defensive playmaker. For my X factor, Robbie, I've already said it's Kamario Taylor. Maybe the most anticipate. When's the last time Mississippi State had a freshman quarterback with this much anticipation around them? Keaton,
Been a long time, man.
not really. I
He
mean,
he's exceeded Keaton, you
yeah,
know.
Dak, no.
Nobody really knew Dak would be what he
Maybe Tyler
was.
Russell,
Yeah, I
because
think
I mean he'd won a
that's
state title and he was the first 4-star guy State had signed in however many lines. So it's probably him. So that's well over a decade. People want to see Kamario Taylor. I think State will give him at least one play to throw the ball down the field and let him show off the big arm. But you'll definitely see him run the football a little bit. And physically, he should be a man among boys out there. So that's who I've got as my X factor. What about you?
Yeah, I was going to go with Camario as well, but for the interest of this podcast, I think we should probably switch it up and be a
Throw a
little
name in there,
different.
sure. Yeah, go ahead.
So, I'm going to go with Fluff Bothwell. We haven't seen him really come out of his shell yet. And I think that some of that is, Mississippi State's offensive line hasn't gelled yet. Some of that is just Mississippi State is not really running the football at a high rate. They haven't really established the run yet. I think in this game they will establish the run. And I think Fluff Bothwell is going to have some pretty spectacular plays in this ball game. So I think this is his coming out party. Had a couple of touchdowns against Southern Miss. I think he has a bigger game here in this game, and he makes some plays that really kind of wow you.
All right, make a prediction on this one, my friend.
I'm going to go Mississippi State 56, Alcorn State 10. I
Yeah.
think that State gets up really big, and Alcorn, they might get a touchdown or something late, but it's going to be a convincing win, and I think I could come out of that 56-10. I could come out of that and feel like it was a successful day.
Yeah, that would be a completely successful day. I'll go 56-7, something like that. I mean, it just I feel bad saying, like, if I said it's like 66, if I go over 60, like, I feel guilty. Like, don't run it up.
Yeah,
But
that's a high score, right? I mean,
yeah,
like that hadn't
56-7 is a
been done
lot.
many times in Mississippi State history.
That's what it was. Oh, you know, it's the 60s. Yeah, I mean, off the top of my head, I can only think of two. So, yeah. I'm going to go 56-7 as my final score for this one. All right. We'll be back. Couple of new things here, or not new things. First off, if those of you up there in the Golden Triangle may know, I do a pregame show on WLZA that airs 2 hours before kickoff. I'm going to bring that to the podcast feed. So that'll be up on Saturday morning. And you can listen to it's the Mississippi State Tailgate show that I do. It's a 1 hour show that I do every week up here. We're bringing that to the podcast feed. So we'll have that on Saturday morning, Saturday evening. TNL post game live. You're not doing YouTube anymore, is that right?
No, I've kind of transitioned to just
Okay.
radio, podcast, and writing. It was fine, but it's kind of like it's not really worth it the time I put in doing it.
Okay.
So,
I think, and then I'll try to talk Robbie into recording again after the game, but we'll see what he says on that one. Maybe a Sunday, an early Sunday, victory Sunday for us here on Thunder and Lightning. Talk to you guys again on Sunday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.